The question was asked, is it correct to trick for a good purpose? So, the Talmud tells us in Yuma Daf Pei Dalid the following story. Rabbi Yochanan chash b'tzafidna. Rabbi Yochanan had the illness of tzafidna. Azal gabada himatunita. He went to some famous Roman woman who, it seems, she was the one who knew the cure. So all the doctors couldn't cure this illness, and it was a common illness. And she was the only one who knew the cure. Avdale milta chamsha umale shabta. So she gave him the medication on Thursday and Friday. Amar la b'shabbat mai. He asked her, what am I going to do on Shabbos? I can't come out here on Shabbos. I need the medication on Shabbos. Amar le lo tzichat. She said, you're doing so well, you don't need the medication on Shabbos. It metztachin amai. He says, and what if I get worse on Shabbos? If I need it, so what will I do then? Amar le ishtaba lid lo maglet. She says, okay, I'll tell you how you make this medication. I'll tell you how you make the cure. But promise me you won't tell anyone. Ishtaba lilahad Yisrael de lo maglina. He said, I swear to the God of Israel, I will not reveal your secret. She told him the secret. He went out and gave a public speech the very next day and told everyone how you make the cure. So the Gemara says, what? How'd he do that? The answer is obvious. People's lives were at risk, and she was holding on to the secret cure so that only she'll make money on it, and people needed to have their lives saved. The Gemara says, wait a second, but what did she think? So the Gemara says, right then and there, after she told him the secret, he says, I'm going to go tell everyone tomorrow. So she says, but you promised. He says, yeah. How did I promise? I said, I promised to the God of Israel I won't tell your secret. I won't tell the God of Israel your secret. I'm going to tell everyone else. Right. He told her, I worded it purposely in a way that my vow didn't take effect. I said, to the God of Israel, I won't take your secret. I said, I promise to the God of Israel, I won't tell your secret. And the way I worded it was so that it would also have the interpretation that I won't say to the God of Israel, I tricked you. Why did I trick you? Because you know as well as I do that people's lives are at risk. You want to keep the secret to yourself to make a profit? I'm going to go and teach it publicly to save people's lives. So yes, sometimes we find that Chazal did use tricks when it was important, and they explained what they did. You see that he didn't leave her house without explaining it to her. He didn't say, when she'll find out, whatever. He said, no, I'm going to explain it to her before I go. There shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem, so that when she hears I did it, she'll understand. It's not that I took God's name in vain, but I used the halachic loophole to trick her in order to be able to reveal the secret. So yes, there can be instances where we do use trickery or things that are sleight of mouth instead of sleight of hand. There are ways that we will use a better knowledge of halacha or things like that in order to do what's right. Yes, we do use the tools we have at our disposal sometimes in order to help people or to do what's right.